the Parks and Recreation regular meeting. It's Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. The meeting is going to be called to order by the chair, it's me, Kate O'Daly, and the time is 5:35. Roll call. Kate O'Daly, chair, here. Kaylin Cummins, vice chair, here. Jane Gaffer?
Here.
Deborah Crow?
Here.
Welcome, Deborah. Thank you very much for joining our committee. Peyton?
Here.
Dean?
And just in the nick of time.
Council liaison? Council liaison, Joan Hansen?
Here.
And city liaison, Annie Heratic, who's not here, but Dwayne.
Wallace, I am here.
Is representing the city. Thank you, Dwayne.
No problem.
Okay.
Can I just note something on the agenda? My name is spelled wrong. It should be S-E-N. I already told Lorraine about it. But just so I don't get everyone calling up.
S-E-N.
Can I also check with Dwayne? Is it A-C-E or I-S?
For
Wallace.
A-C-E.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't have any new business. Our old business, discussion and update from herbicide group liaison, and I believe that that's Jane. Do you want to give us a little synopsis?
I met with Colleen. At the farmer's market after the rain. I guess we didn't really see eye to eye on anything.
Mm-hmm.
She suggested that maybe she and I were done and that you would be a better fit for her. Sorry about that.
That's fine. I will get in touch with her then. Or is she going to get in touch with me?
She said she was going to get in touch with you.
Okay.
Was that the woman who attended the last meeting?
Who attended the last meeting and who thought that the ban on herbicides should be upheld?
Mm-hmm. No, I remember it when it was happening.
And the problem seemed to be that she believed that the way to proceed was for her to write a questionnaire for the vendors in the farmers market that would get their feeling about pesticides being used on the herbicides, excuse me. And we had a very different approach, and I believe she hoped that the questionnaire would say a ban is in effect in Bisbee. Do you think it should be upheld? My take on it was that the vendors should be asked, you are all organic growers, you care about the environment, etc., etc. Would it make you dislike the farmers market, make you go away? Would it bother you if pesticides were used? And the first guy to be asked this, he said, I don't mind about pesticides, herbicides, I want pesticides, those no-see-em. Well, the whole thing deteriorated from there, because Colleen thought that I was asking him leading questions, and I thought that her involving farmers, vendors, in the fact that there was or there wasn't a herbicide ban in place was beside the point. It was at that point that we agreed that really she and I were a bad fit, and it was time for her to talk to someone better than me.
Who would agree with
and
that?
And it was you.
Well, and so I'd like to just point out that at our last meeting, when she was here, we did talk about that there is no ban on herbicides. That Andy said there's an inner city memo not to use it until further discussion. It's a gentleman's agreement, what the mayor and the city manager agreed, but there's no ban on herbicides, and we made that very clear to her at that meeting.
Excuse me, yes, we made it very clear to her that there wasn't. She made it very clear to us that we were mistaken and that there was. It was one of those...
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't, the memo is not legally binding. I mean, and it's a memo from the city attorney saying that that's not...
Okay.
You know, so it's just a... I don't think there's anything to...
And let's just hear from Joan.
I did a lot of research on this.
Okay.
And there was at a meeting, a council meeting in 80, it was either 81 or 83, and it was passed, and all it was a sentence that said that the city will, didn't ban it. It did, it wasn't an ordinance. It was not a ban. It was, they wouldn't use pesticides or herbicides. And it was a 3-2 vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there is nothing that is binding.
Correct.
And the city council can overturn that at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that was made very clear, you called.
And it's just, we've always abided by it.
Yeah.
However, when the road was put down in Bisbee Road was put down, pre-emergent was used,
right.
And that was approved by the council.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we left the meeting with Colleen with the understanding that she was going to interview the farmers market vendors to see what they would like to do about the weed control in Vista Park. And Andy pointed out that really one of the challenges is that the stormwater is being harvested and that carries a lot of weed seed. So being able to control that is an issue, and then also that other cities that have banned or are not using pesticides, and herbicides is considered a pesticide. Pesticide is the big umbrella.
Right. Sorry.
I didn't know that either. It's not a, but anyway, and that they're starting from ground zero. They're putting down sod, and so there isn't any weed seeds in that sod to begin with. And so, therefore, they do not need to use these pesticides, herbicides, because they don't have any weeds to begin with. So that's the difference of where Bisbee is in Vista Park as opposed to someplace like Oregon. And I'm seeing both of you nod over there, and I see that there's agreement from Duane and Joan on that assessment. Okay. Okay, well then, yes, I will wait for Colleen to get in touch with me, and we are expecting to hear back from her at our August meeting per our agreement from the last meeting we had. Anything else on that? Okay, item number two, update and discussion on the pool. Duane, this is...
We've had a little trouble in the pool the past week or so from... Two lights that, when there hasn't been a broken light in 20 years, how there's been all of a sudden two broken lights. We've dealt with that issue. And then also there was a coloring of algae last week. Something happened to the pool and the chemistry in the pool. So we shut it down to try to address it. And they shocked it, vacuumed it some. And then I believe yesterday they opened it except for the deep end over the weekend. And yesterday they did a filter. They switched out all the sand in the filter and they kept it shut down. I haven't heard back as of today yet on the condition of that. I'm assuming they're planning on opening tomorrow though. There was some cloudiness, you know, it kind of got a little mucky at the deep end.
That happened last year around this time.
I'm not sure if it's just a chemistry change or the weather change, or it could be a million different things right now, but I believe they've got it under control.
Is there anybody that's being advised? Is the city getting any advice from a pool?
Tom Coble is kind of been the one because he's, to be quite honest, after, you know, if everybody else who's ever tried to run that pool, the only one who could do it was Tom. And they've tried giving it to other people, you know, every couple of years, let's try this person, or this organization, and it's always been Tom. So Tom's been out for surgery, but he's been the one that we've been talking to the most about it. And Tom gets his knowledge from running the pool, and then the two pool supply places in service, so Leslie's and Patio Pools, he gets a lot of information from them as well.
Okay.
And then as far as some of the other things, when the lights were broken, we were told by someone that we had to shut down per state law and drain the pool. I contacted the county health inspector, Carl Hooper, and we didn't have to. Somebody who has some experience with pools in Douglas said that that's what we needed to do, and we verified we did not.
Smart. Good for you. Boy, that saved you a lot of effort and water.
Yeah.
How did the lights get broken?
I don't officially know. There's a lot of young people working at the pool, so I'm not exactly sure what exactly happened, and getting a straight answer is difficult.
Okay, but it wasn't vandalism?
No. They did a police report because of it, but I don't consider it.
I'm sorry, I missed
They did a police report
because
there was damage to city property. But I don't know if it's somebody jumping the fence or if it was somebody who accidentally kicked it or what.
Oh,
you don't
know if it was vandalism or not?
Don't know for sure.
I see.
From what I heard the next day was that the guards had let kids play with the diving brick, which is really heavy, and they were throwing it around and broke the glass.
Okay. All right, well, that's a lesson learned if that happened. Okay, also, you may not know much about this, but I understand that three lifeguards quit.
I have not heard that. I know we have been having some difficulty with lifeguards because, people think it's going to be a fun and glamorous job and still work. It's not Baywatch.
It's a hot sun.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't even have the black flies this year, did we?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Well, we shouldn't say that. So is a personnel going to be hiring?
Yes. In fact, he was personnel was gone last week. And now I know we had a couple young people come in and ask for applications.
Great.
I directed them to where the applications were. Now, whether or not they actually came back after that is, I'm not sure.
Okay. So the personnel director will follow through on that?
Yes.
Okay, great. And hopefully there'll be people that will be able to work through the beginning of the school.
Yes.
So that's a problem. All right, anything else on the pool? All right, item number three, we have discussion update on parks. how's Vista Park coming along?
I believe my understanding is they're supposed to start construction this month on Upper Vista. the other parks, it seems they're just in maintenance mode, especially after the past couple days of rain. Give it a day or two, and then we're going to be cutting grass all the time. Park usage seems pretty good. There's been a lot of activity at the pickleball courts.
There's been
a lot of permits on that, and some discussions back or forth that we might need the Parks Committee assistance on. There's some discussion from some of the people who use it about locking the pickleball court, and I would rather not do that. Anything that the city has is open for everybody.
What do you mean by blocking?
Locking.
Locking.
Yes. And I just want to make everybody aware of that in case this gets a little bit out of hand.
Why do they want to lock it?
Because the discussion was that because of the amount of money spent on it, that it should be preserved for 50 years.
So we just don't use it. There's too much use.
Well, it's too much non-pickleball use in their eyes. I told them no, and they want to set up a meeting with me, so I wait to see when they want to have a meeting.
Who's they?
Bisbee Vogue.
I live across the street from the pickleball court, and we don't see people over there abusing it, and it's a year old, it's perfect condition still. I think she may not have real quite right. Once in a while, the gates are left open, but we usually close them. And
I do appreciate that, because like I don't think this is going to get further than the discussion with myself and Bisbee Vogue, the representatives. But I did want to make sure. It was apropos that email I received today, and it was the night, you know, of the Parks Committee meeting. But there is some discussion on that. They also want to use the restrooms for the pool during the winter, and I'm saying we charge people for that. Anytime somebody else comes to open that up is $90. I am looking at purchasing another porta-pot like we have at Garfield. I might be able to get some from Wachuca City rather cheap. They're having a fire sale on everything they've had for years there. So I'm looking at something else other than opening up those bathrooms. Because if we open up the bathrooms, I'm going to need to pay somebody to come in the morning and then and do it. And we're trying to minimize our expenses as much as possible. But the other parks, I think, doing okay. I rather like the chair that's in Grassy Park right now. I know some people might not, but it's. I've seen a lot of kids, you know, and the Boys and Girls Club put a lot of effort into it.
That needs to come before our committee.
Does it? Okay.
It does.
I don't know. I know they pulled it, so I don't know. I'm not sure if there was approval before somebody was left.
No, it was never came before our committee.
I know it didn't come before the committee.
Okay.
I'm just not sure if there was other approval.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm not sure of. I'm going to have to speak to the Boys and Girls Club and find out.
It's meant to move around, right? It's not going to stay there.
They were they pulled up. They're the one who redecorated it.
They redecorated it, but it was in the park prior to that, the Disney park.
But it had nothing to do with Pride either. It's a realty company.
I'm working on that too. It's not their chair.
Okay. But I've got to find out what promises were made.
And so when in communicating with them, just let them know the process.
Yes.
That if somebody wants to
definitely
do something in the parks, they need to talk first, of course, with the parks.
Yeah, definitely. But other than that, I don't think there's anything major going on in the parks other than their the remodel of Upper Vista.
Irrigation system's working well. Oh, I have to apologize. I did not meet with Andy and Tom about the overflow for the rainwater tank in Grassy Park. I'm sorry, I spaced it out. But that's something that I would like to do, because that overflow for the rain tank in Grassy Park is clogged with debris and so it's a haven for mosquitoes.
Okay.
So maybe I should just contact you. And
yeah, just send me an email and then...
And we'll meet sometime.
I'll find some time to meet.
Okay, and I can bring my drill, because I need to drill a hole. A hole needs to be drilled, a bigger hole in the bottom of that U pipe, so that the water will drain out.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make sure that I do that. Okay. Anything else? Anybody would like
May
to say?
May I go back to Vista Park? Is anything scheduled? Sorry, my memory is shaking. Is there anything scheduled to be put above the Rose Garden, below the tennis courts? Isn't that where the bocce
That's on Upper Vista, where the volleyball court that's not used correctly, correct? That's where the bocce ball courts are going to go.
But isn't there the gazebo?
The gazebo is immediately...
The pavilion.
Pavilion.
Okay. The pavilion is scheduled for...
Something that's a separate...
Yeah, that's I believe that's next year.
Right.
Yeah, that's going north of the Rose Garden next year, between the Rose Garden and the flagpole.
I.e. where you used water. So that's not going to be available for...
Not that, but we can move, you know, we can move north of the flagpole, and would give us a little bit more power than having to use generators, because there's power available in that flagpole anyways.
So you're not bothered that's
no. Actually, I'm kind of happy for that, because there's enough musicians in town. I think having an outdoor pavilion in some place to perform is a good idea.
Okay, great.
I'd love to see Shakespeare in the park, personally. I think it would be beautiful.
And the water slides and everything for the 4th of July have been all over that little park. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like...
It just usually ends up wherever the guys carry it to.
Exactly.
You know, as far as they carry it, that's where we put it. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yep.
It was a wonderful event.
Well, let's talk about that. Actually, no, this would be fine to talk about the 4th of July event now. Yeah,
it was totally wonderful. Dwayne and Lorena put it together with five kind of bouncy castle things all around water. And it was just totally brilliant. The kids, I loved it. I don't like kids. I just been able to get as far away from kids as possible. This was truly such fun.
Does that mean you were there all day as a volunteer?
I think 4 hours.
She was using it.
No, it was really good natured. The kids were nice. Uh-huh. But the extraordinary thing was, but at first you got foul little teenagers, you know, bossing everyone else. Uh-huh. And then when you said to them, come on, stop, there's this teeny little thing, give it a chance, give it a chance. And shortly after that, I mean, they were helping the little bodies, you know. Uh-huh. And I thought the whole thing was absolutely delightful, and I can't thank Dwayne and Lorraine over.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm sure it was a tremendous amount of work. And what was the, we're sort of meshing into number 4 here on update on park event volunteer, but how did the did you have enough volunteers to help?
We could have used more. Okay. Just because 4 hours, especially how hot it was a little rough. And the younger the volunteers, the tougher it was to keep them where they were supposed to be
concentrated.
Yes, we would definitely, I did mention to Lorena in an email that I'd like to really start working on volunteers, you know, a core of volunteers for all these events.
Right.
Especially, you know, we have another one coming up. The next big one for us is November, December,
right.
With the thing in City Park. So the more volunteers we can get, the better and easier it'll be on all of us. I worked 13 hours that day.
Oh,
you know,
you know,
between that and then helping with, because some of us, especially, and then some of the other staff that assist us, we started off with the coaster races and then moved to the parade. And, you know, that's what we generally do on the 4th of July, which is fine. I don't mind doing it at all, but it's we're used to working. Some of the volunteers might not necessarily be used to being out in the sun as much as we are.
We have we discussed at our last meeting about the need for having a volunteer corps, and we are looking at the August 28th meeting as really kind of diving into that, so perhaps maybe just to put it in your head to be thinking about how that might work with the city. And Andy had some ideas.
Yes.
So maybe when we come back to our meeting on the 28th, we'll have a much better idea about, you know, how we might be able to help create something like that.
But to do that, shouldn't we, as members of the Parks and Rec, shouldn't we be responsible for that rather than the city?
Well, I think that there was some discussion, if I remember right, about having a sign-up sheet, I think it was, or but there was something that the city was going to start working on to try to work at getting this volunteer corps going. But yes, I
think this is one of the things that we should do to help them. Not they should organize to, the city.
Okay, so
I think that's part of our responsibility.
Then let's, if you want to think about that, all of us think about it, then come to our August meeting and with ideas about how we could help to make that happen
and how that would happen. Yep.
So
if I remember, I'm going to ask HR to come to that as well.
Okay.
Because we have a policy in effect in the city of Bisbee. Volunteers are onboarded almost like employees because it puts them under the protection of the city insurance. Just somebody walking in off the street isn't necessarily protected for claims against them or whatever. We actually have a process to onboard volunteers. And if he's available that that meeting in August. I'd like to get him here for that, just so he can kind of explain that portion of it for everyone.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing if we could, you know, really.
It really would. I mean, we'd be doing a job.
Yes.
Rather than sitting here once a...
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that would be great, then, if HR can help us figure out how that can happen. Okay, so that in a way takes us through the end of item number 4, discussion update on park event volunteer. So is there anything else you want to say about that before we move on? Okay. Item number 5, discussion update on committee positions. Actually, if I could just, let me back up. Did someone ask for discussion review of bylaws? Did anybody ask that? I did not ask that.
Oh, I assume it was you.
No, well, I didn't.
You sent a copy though.
Correct. So that is actually, I'd like to strike that as an agenda item. That's not something that we asked. I could put on the agenda.
So how did it get put on?
I think maybe Lorena might have assumed that from an email that I sent.
Since you asked about it.
Right, but so I'm going to strike that.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Are there any issues with the bylaws other than what we discussed last time?
Nope. No, I just wanted everyone to have a copy of them, and I noticed that there's still little typos of them, so I can talk to her about that. Okay, so I wanted to leave this one to the end of the meeting, just to make it easier, but at this meeting is where we pass the gavel. So my 2 years as chair of the committee is up. And so I would like to entertain nominations for chair of the Parks and Recs Committee. Anybody have any nominations?
Oh, come on.
I mean, why not Kaylin?
Okay, so you're nominating Kaylin as chair.
I'm wondering if it's a good idea. After all, she's the vice chair. She kind of knows. I'm way too new. Uh-huh. Deborah is even newer than me.
Peyton, would you rather?
Are you interested?
Chair? I mean, are you interested?
Well, I'm taking the LSAT at the end of September, so until then, I can't. There's no way I could take on the additional responsibility.
Are you,
and then you're going to law school?
Well, eventually. I mean,
are you really?
Well, we've got to take the LSAT. It's a process. So, first step is to take the LSAT. It wouldn't be, I mean,
okay.
It's not going
to happen. All right, so I have a nomination for Kaylin to be chair of the Parks and Recs Committee. Okay, we have a second on that nomination. Kaylin, are you willing to?
Sure.
Okay, and so I guess all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, Kaylin, congratulations. You are now chair. I would like to, and well, I guess since you're chair now, then it's your turn to
adjourn the meeting.
No, you don't have vice chair.
Can I adjourn the meeting?
You can, but first we need to ask for a vice chair.
Oh, well, Peyton, are you interested in being vice chair?
I can do that, and maybe that would groom me for this.
There you go. Yeah, although law school in Bisbee.
So I nominate Peyton as vice chair.
Second.
Anyone else want to nominate?
What does that entail exactly?
Not much. Not much.
Coming to all the meetings in case she doesn't.
That's right, yeah.
Are you going to be, may I ask you, you're still going to be on the committee?
Wait a second, we have a motion on the floor. Sorry, hold on to that one. Any other nominations for vice chair? Okay, then let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any abstain? Nope. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I guess we should have asked you if you were interested.
No. and that goes to that. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. What I'm hoping to do is be a member of the committee, but I will be going back and forth to Mexico. And that's the reason why I would not
I understand
put myself in the position.
Well, and summer is busier for us. anyway.
Yes, and I'm generally here, but I just don't want to hold anybody up by not being here. So
you're a full member of the committee.
Full member of the committee. Until anything changes. So.
Now,
wait.
Okay. Well, are there any member comments? Anybody? Deborah, this is when we can just say whatever we want, whether it was on the agenda or not.
I'm on the committee moving forward.
Yeah, welcome.
We haven't been in this long, but we got it. And this is home, so we want to be involved.
Well, it's wonderful to have somebody from Warren, because the rest of us are all from Old Bisbee.
Yes,
that's
good.
Yeah.
You sit on my front porch, we have two rockets.
I would like to just say thank you, Joan. We're very happy that you're our liaison.
I'm very happy to be here.
We really appreciate it. Look forward to your comments and insights. And please don't hold yourself back from chiming in. Because, again, we really need
people have to tell me to be quiet.
Okay. We really appreciate it. I certainly very much appreciate your input. And thank you, Duane.
Yeah.
Of course.
I hope we see more of you.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yeah, it sounds good. Any staff comments?
Actually, yes. Within the next month or two, we're going to start having some discussions about rate and fee structures. So anything that deals with the parks and things like that, expect me to start bringing some information for some guidance and assistance. We had a rate study done by some U of A students. As is expected, Bisbee undercharges for just about everything. And we're trying to kind of get in line for what it actually costs to do some of these things. Because anytime there's an event, we lose money. Because we put a lot of staff out there to do these things. So I would expect it within a month or two to have some numbers and to have some discussions in the work session with you on some of those ideas.
Excellent. Yeah, we've never had any idea that,
Yeah, I would love to be able to look at those.
Anything else? Any future items for discussion? That's a good thing to have on the agenda.
Could I make a comment?
Sure.
Am I considered staff?
Yes.
Okay.
You just have to jump in right away.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of zoning. First of all, I really am very overjoyed to be here. And I'm hoping that your meetings are on the fourth Tuesday. Is there a set? Because when I went to the website, it was the fourth Monday.
We've always had Monday.
And I have a meeting monthly on the fourth Monday. So I hope we don't go back to that.
Is that something we need to address to City Council to change it formally to a different day? Probably.
I believe so, because
I think you need to just check with Ashley to see. Because I know it's the 28th of August is also Tuesday.
Huh.
But Tuesday's good with you.
Tuesday's fine.
Duane?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Unless I misread it.
I can be wherever I need to be at whatever time I'm supposed to be there. I'll figure it out.
Ooh. Way too easy.
Hold on a second. I believe that, we would have to change our bylaws.
Which we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a future item for discussion.
That we would like it on the fourth Tuesday.
Then our special sessions wouldn't have to necessarily be. Oh, those are on the second Tuesdays.
This is a special meeting, right? Is that the deal?
No, it's a regular.
No, it's a regular meeting.
No. Actually, that's this is not a regular meeting. This is a special meeting.
Why?
So the agenda, the heading on the agenda is incorrect for this meeting. Why? Because we have them quarterly on Mondays, the fourth Monday of the month. Quarterly.
So anything that's not on a Monday is a special meeting.
Our special meeting, our normal meeting is February 27th, May 22nd of this year, August 28th and November 27th, and anything that's other than that would be a special meeting.
But August 28th is a Tuesday.
Well, I didn't make this schedule. Oh, I didn't make this schedule.
Which is fine with me.
I would dearly love all meetings to be on a definite date, you know, the fourth something of every month or whatever. I just find it easy to hold and...
According to our bylaws, we are supposed to have meetings quarterly, regular meetings quarterly on the fourth Monday of that month. Okay.
Which we now want to change to Tuesdays.
Apparently, if we all want to do that. But anyway, but then anything else, because during the summer, because there's so much that goes on that the Public Works Director asks to have these other special meetings.
Why can't we make them just normal? Between May and September, they're normal meetings on the...
Well, we'd have to put them in our bylaws.
Yes.
So if you want to propose that for when we... For next future meetings, discussion of the bylaws, and you want to change our meeting dates?
I don't want to do it, but if it's good with Duane, it's good with Joan. I like things to be always the fourth something or the second something else or whatever. If that fits us all, if Tuesday is good, then yes, I would like it that way, but I don't want to bully everyone.
Well, let's talk about it at a future meeting, since we can't...
And keep in mind, too, that they're scheduling, Ashley or Nina is scheduling other committees and commissions, and they have a set time, too, so...
So we should really call Ashley and say, when is the day, which fits?
Well, the calendar year that Lorena sent us out at the beginning of the year, that it is August 27th.
It is?
I don't know how we got to August 28th.
Oh.
And November 26th.
I apologize. I am looking at, 2017 schedule. Okay, my mistake.
And so those must be Mondays, huh?
Yeah, so that's August 27th.
You can't do Mondays.
Okay.
Can we change them?
I mean, so we have to go through the process, I guess, to change them.
What's the process?
Changing the bylaws and going, we have to go to...
I'm not trying to change bylaws or change this or that. I'm just saying the next two meetings are on a Tuesday rather than a Monday.
Well, no, they aren't. That was a mistake.
I made a mistake.
But...
Can we make another one?
No.
It's a really easy thing, isn't it?
Yes.
To change it so why don't we just...
I'm sorry. I do realize that bylaws are incredibly important, but if the next couple of Tuesdays suit us better than the Mondays which are in the bylaws, why not just let's change it?
Could I ask why it's in the bylaws?
If they've always been in the bylaws,
And
so when we just redid the bylaws, we kept it in there because it seemed to be something that the city could... There's a structure for the city. But, I mean, obviously we're going to have to, if we want to, I think we need to discuss this. If it's not, I mean, we can make a decision about now because it's not on the agenda.
And if, you know, if Mondays is the only thing that, you know, works and you don't want to change the bylaws or whatever, it's just that somebody else is going to have to be the liaison.
I don't think that's it. It's just that... Traditionally, it's been on Monday.
Right.
So we'll have to check, and then we'll get it on the agenda for our next meeting, I guess, and
August 27th.
Right, which is scheduled on a Monday, and we'll know that you can't be there, but then hopefully we can just expedite it and get it changed by the November meeting, which, you know, we'll... There's lots going on in November, so it would be really nice if everybody was here.
But it does have to need to go to city council, is my understanding, because when we did change the time, because we changed the time for Gabe, because he was not able to make 5:30, so we changed it back to 6, but it had to go to city council for that.
But the meeting times are in either the code, I think they're in the code. So, yes, that would have to be changed if you changed the... I don't know if the, I don't believe the days are.
Yeah, it wouldn't, okay, it wouldn't make sense.
So you just have to make sure.
We have to find, right, so somebody needs to talk to Nina and find out if a Tuesday quarterly at 5:30 is available for our Parks and Recs.
So would you like me to do that?
I'll do that, because I have to come out here. So should we have like a super quick, easy, special meeting before August 27th so that it can go to City Council? Before even the August 27th, and especially before, because if we wait till August 27th...
I don't believe you have to go to City Council unless you're changing the time.
Okay, so you're saying that if we just vote on it our next meeting, which you wouldn't be able to be here, but then we could have that set. Okay.
Have a special meeting, like you said, just for that.
Well, if we don't really need to, I guess.
Oh.
What do you think?
I just don't understand why we can't say it's more convenient to have it on the 29th rather than and deal with it. I don't see why this has to be a...
Well, you can't change the date during this meeting because it would violate open meeting laws.
Right.
You have to have to make a decision. It has to be on the agenda.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, you could. I would suggest... contact Nina and see what the next step would be, because it might be very easy, it might not. You might be able to have a special session to change it in between, but my suggestion would be to talk to Nina first and then go from there.
So Nina rather than Ashley?
Well, Nina deals with the meetings.
And then she would also know when the meeting room is available.
Yes.
Too, right?
I personally would like Joan to be at our next meeting because we're going to be talking about volunteer corps and that sort of thing. And so what could happen is that somebody, the chair or the public works director, could call for a special meeting before our August 27th meeting so that we could just meet to set a different time, a separate day.
Sounds like people are willing have a special meeting to deal with that.
Okay,
so we're going to check with Nina to see how we change the bylaws, I guess, and that when is the meeting space open. If that, I guess she would do that automatically anyway, but...
Okay. Well, she can check to see if there's any conflict with the date that
okay.
you want.
Yeah, she would know to do that. Okay.
And let me just throw another wrench into it. I'm having knee surgery on the 24th of this month. So I'm going to be out of commission for a couple of weeks.
Okay. But our next meeting isn't until
the 27th. August, right, and you wouldn't have to come to a special meeting.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I'll talk to Nina. Then I go through Lorena to set up a special meeting. Is that right? I don't send it out to yourself.
Well, you're chair, so either yourself... You can ask for a special meeting as chair, or I can, or whoever's in charge. If Andy, we'll know next week. But if Andy comes back, then he can call it as well. It's probably just easier for you to request the special meeting through Lorena and Nina.
Okay. And what's your email, Duane?
dwallace@bisbeeaz.gov.
bisbeeaz.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I think we're finished here.
Sorry to cause so much inconvenience.
I tell you, the city liaison always making us change. Okay, I am going to adjourn this meeting at 6:18. This is a quick one. Okay.
Yeah, oh, you got a lot done, too. That's unusual.